explain your practice regimen. I know you touched on that briefly before, but I know a lot of people are interested in this, especially me, and also how you prepare for your hunts through physical training or whatever.
Well, I shoot bullseyes a lot, most of the time. A lot of bow hunters don't. They stress the practice on animal targets as being very important. But I bear down and shoot the best in the off season on bullseyes, and it trains me to shoot at non-bullseye targets. I've never had a problem with picking a spot on an animal and pretending that's a bullseye. So I shoot bullseyes most of the time, and I actually monitor my shooting. I shoot the old PAA 300 round year-round. It's about a 3 1/4 inch bullseye that is the five spot, and then it goes out to 4, 3, 2, and 1. I know what I used to shoot score-wise when I shot indoor tournaments on that round, even 30 years ago. And I know how well I shoot from year to year on that round. And it gives me a gauge of how well I'm doing compared to how well I did last year or 10 years ago or whatnot. And routinely with a hunting bow, and my average hunting bow is about 75 pounds, I routinely shoot in the high 290s on that 300 round with my fingers. That's a 20-yard. It's a 20-yard target round, so I'll shoot either half a round 30 arrows or a full round 60 arrows from 20 yards, and that gives me a good gauge as to whether I need to improve or I'm doing just fine. But mixed with that, I shoot at all distances out to 70 yards. I do have a 70-yard pin on my bow. I don't apologize for that. I don't shoot at animals that far, but my experience has always told me that if I practice at longer range, the shorter range shots are almost slam dunk. And I think it's important to practice at a variety of yardages. I also stump shoot quite a bit, and I accelerate that program in the late spring and early summer months. And I like to go out with friends and shoot at unknown distance with rubber blunts or judo points. It's a great sharpener for estimating range by eye, and that's basically my strategy, and it works for me. As far as getting physically prepared for hunting season, I do enough severe physical bow hunting in the summer and the fall that I don't feel I get too far out of shape anytime during the year. But I live in a mountainous area, and I do a lot of hiking, and I do cross-country skiing in the winter. And when I'm in airports, which I'm in seems like every week of my life in the late winter and spring, going from one seminar spot to the next, I never take the moving walkways unless I'm late for a plane. I always walk as much as I can, and I take the stairs, not the elevators and whatnot. And that's basically all that I do. I'm not on a real serious gym regimen. I may have to someday, but I've never felt handicapped up to the present time with just the normal activities that I like to do.